Well, Greg, everybody, of course, has drought on their mind because that's what's happening. The big question is, how long is this drought going to continue? At this stage of the game, Greg, what can you tell growers?
Well, perhaps in the scale of several more months and probably upwards of a year in some areas of the central and southern plains, and it could be a several additional month span, taking us well into the fall and wintertime season, into the Corn Belt in the upper Midwest. There are a number of caveats to that thinking. The strength of this developing El Nino, it could act either way with regard to either a warm or wet pattern, getting deeper into fall and winter across the Midwest. A fairly weak one really determines, or at least tells the atmosphere, there's not much opportunity or determination on the atmosphere to make up its mind one way or another. So we could just basically see this lollygag then over a fair and wider area from the plains and including the Corn Belt well into 2013. So there are outstanding variables, and that has to do with the strength of this developing El Nino on how and when we start the recharge process, and what areas will see some improvement, others generally left higher and drier.
Okay, so we're already looking at, we're getting close to, what, like 6 months of drought already. So all in all, are you saying that this could be an 18-month pattern?
Could very well be that way. Remember, we're already into that category, if not longer, into some sections of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and obviously here through the late spring and summertime season, which we see lasting the better part of the summer into the fall throughout much of the throughout the entire Corn Belt. And again, with the exception of some regions that have seen recurring rains and moisture, I think we'll see basically a general net improvement to holding a status quo with regard to soil moisture and the lack of organized drought, far northern reaches of the Corn Belt, upper Midwest, northern Great Lakes region, and there may be some improvement, by the way, as well, through areas of the eastern Great Lakes region, far eastern Corn Belt from time to time, but again, local variations to soil moisture type, coverage on the rains, but as a whole, this pattern will likely stick around here over the next several months into much of the Corn Belt, and most dominant, by the way, central, western, and southwestern sections of the belt.
Okay. Well, everybody talks about 1988. Comparison-wise, are we there?
In geographical space, we are actually in a wider, broader scope with relation to percentages as well. And again, we had the indications that during the later summer, we did get it, by the way, of a change in the weather and the start of a more organized moisture pattern throughout much of the dry and drought-ridden areas back in 88. Same with, I believe, 1956 was another big drought year. We may see this, though, continue to build on, either break up and almost teleconnect in some pieces, where the upper Midwest sees improvement, much of the Midwest stays dry and drought-ridden, much of the Corn Belt, some modest improvement could play out in the Central Plains and then continue in a tough category, southern areas. So the bottom line is it certainly is a broader, full, more far-reaching drought and could very well be a longer-lasting one, assuming that this very weak El Nino stays into play here, advancing deeper into fall and winter.
All right, and just to clarify on the 1988 situation, that period lasted for how long?
Basically, we had a somewhat a drier than average springtime, and then basically went to much below on precipitation, and same with the summertime season. So essentially, that was in some sense of a category of a 4 to 6 month severe to extreme drought pattern. There weren't as many variables and indicators and instruments that we use to determine drought these days compared to 1988. But the bottom line is it was relatively short lasting, but very intense, and like this one was accompanied by intense heat, modest amounts of humidity. In comparison, back into 1988, there were far less organized wet weather systems. They were confined to the southern Canadian prairie, grew the northern Great Lakes region, and the entire plains and Midwest was left high and dry. Again, this one a little bit different, and that could be the effects of El Nino keeping some sense of moisture in the northern plains, upper Midwest, far northern and far eastern Corn Belt here, at least over the next few weeks.
Great. Anything else?
It's going to be very interesting if we move into a stronger El Nino pattern, then that typically generates a bit of a drier, warmer pattern for the northern plains and upper Midwest and a good chunk of the Midwest. So there could actually be some increase in drought wintertime season there. Stronger El Nino would be a benefit to the southwest, the southern plains, and the deep south because weather systems would tend to track that way and generate and start the recharge process, which is more of a a multi-month effort that needs to be accomplished over Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. If this pattern stays as weak, kind of benign El Nino to neutral state atmosphere doesn't really know what direction to go on. There's no real driving force. This could be something that plays out in a fall and winter sense that, you know, people might forget about, but there may be an absence of moisture as well over many heartland locations here deeper into fall and winter.
All right, so spring planting next year would be, of course, a concern.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, there's thought that this El Nino that's very weak, very subtle, it could very well just be kind of a sloshing back of warmer water just because of this prolonged La Nina that we had up. And so without any real discrete trend in ocean temperatures there, we look for two things. We look for that oscillation, North Atlantic Oscillation Index, which in this particular setup could trend colder into the northeast, but it's still a drier northwest wind flow here throughout the Corn Belt. And that would basically, in essence, remain, you know, pretty much where we are. We'd see maybe some modest improvement, more seasonal precip into the heartland, the Midwest, Corn Belt, Plain States areas. But at the same time, there's such a deficit of moisture, especially in the western and southern Corn Belt and southern plains. Even a normal precip pattern for wintertime wouldn't make a significant dent. So there's a lot of little asterisks and caveats down the line here in the longer-range forecast.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
All right. You're welcome.